Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Exploration of Wonder. I hope you are having a magical, fun-filled day. As the little voice before me said, I am your host, Danielle, your fellow explorer, and welcome to the Exploration of Wonder, where we explore each week science, mystery, magic, possibility, things that you only kind of secretly hope for, but know that something out there has to be possible. Well, we're exploring all of these things. Basically, anything that makes you go, huh, I wonder, we're exploring. And I am so honored to have you here, whether you're listening now, in the past, or the future. For me, this has always been such a fun journey. You know, we come into this world as a kid and go, I wonder what that does. I wonder what that does. I wonder what that does. And then for a lot of us, we were told to stop asking questions, to stop exploring, to stop being curious. Well, my friends, no amazing discoveries or things have been revealed without the wonder of exploration. And so who am I? I am Danielle, as mentioned before. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. I am a laughter reducing change agent. I am a intuitive empowerment coach, positivity coach, cheerleader, basically someone that goes, you know what, you're amazing and you can do it. Oh yeah, and I have a bunch of tools for you too. And so I've been doing it for almost 20 years and I am so honored. And a lot of these tools I've used myself, because I would love to say that I came into this world bright and shiny and stayed that way forever, but we've all had our dark moments. So probably 99% of these tools are tools I've used to change my life, change my mindset, get happier, make more money, create a business, create a relationship, and just, you know, be happy, you know, little things like that. And so today is one of Today is one of my most favorite tools. Wow, with English like that, it's a good thing I don't talk for a living. Oh, wait. which coincidentally, I do a class called The Energy of Words, where we go into the energy of the words that you're using and being congruent behind it. So I always like to chuckle it with myself whenever I say words erratically. But anyway, so one of my favorite tools is what we're talking about today, and it's the magic of gratitude. Now, before you guys go, yeah, whatever, I get it, gratitude. Truly, gratitude is one of the most potent energies I have ever seen. You know, and everything I talk about is energy. In my last podcast, I'm like, you guys need to turn me into a drinking game. And every time I say the word energy, take a shot, because you're going to be drunk pretty quick. Which, by the way, funny side note, I've created a body that doesn't like alcohol, but I'm really good at thinking up drinking games. Random talents. But anyways, so back to the drinking game of energy. For me, it's all about energy. Okay. And the energy, not necessarily the energy of like when you flip on a light switch and the light comes on, but the energy that connects us, the energy that is all around us. It's the energy to let you know when somebody you love is in trouble, right? Have you ever got that like, oh, I need to contact so-and-so, or oh, I should get home quicker. I feel like I need to leave 5 minutes earlier and you miss an accident or you beat the storm or, you know, whatever it is. It's that energy, that interconnectedness is what I am talking about. So in that realm of this this energy is the energy wavelength of gratitude, okay? And gratitude is originally defined as goodwill, thankfulness, okay? And it's like, yeah, okay, I get that. But it is so much more than that. And one of the things I also love to do in any class, private session, podcast, every time I open my mouth, is for me, it's fun to weave the science into this as well, right? And because I'm a natural curious nerd. And so I've been studying quantum physics a lot, right? And the quantum field. And in that quantum field is this interconnectedness, is this energy. And it talks about how you observe a particle, which is one of the most famous experiments. You observe a particle, it changes the behavior of it. Okay. And then, but as that behavior changes, it sends out a ripple, a frequency, a vibration that interacts with everything. That basically, quantum physics, they created quantum physics to really learn and talk about consciousness. And not as this etheric, oh, consciousness, you're awake, or consciousness is this very spiritual thing. A lot of people are waking up to like, holy crap, no, wait, consciousness is something actually potent, actually out there. And quantum physics was discovered or is being created to really explore that. Okay, because we try to make things solid around us. We try to make our environment solid around us. We try to make problems solid around us. And what's interesting is in this quantum field, this quantum physics thing, it shows proof scientifically that when you think about something, when you set an intention, when you put out a wish, put out a fear, anything like that, it sends out a ripple, a frequency, a vibration. You are basically projecting, you're broadcasting this out into this quantum field where in the interconnectedness, where there is no separation, things react to those particles, those thoughts, those feelings, those energetic waves that we are broadcasting. Okay. So this should both excite you and kind of scare the piss out of you as well. Okay. Because it's like, oh crap, what am I broadcasting? Which is one of the things I really love delving into with everything I do. If we meet on a private session, if we're meeting a class, if you're taking one of my courses, I'm always talking about this. Because, yeah, you've heard in metaphysics what you think you attract. Yes, and we also need to look at the emotions of it. We need to look at the interaction of it, and not just from an etheric theory, but in the practical nature of it. Because for me, that's what this is all about. This is like, I can theorize, but give me the practical tools to change my life, please. Give me the practicality to know how to change this, adapt this, enhance this, celebrate this, have this, right? How much are we desiring just to have more, have even if it's just ease or happiness or joy or money, right? Or have a body that you're happier with and more proud of or feels better. Okay. And so for me, I'm always like, okay, great. Theory. I love my theories. Don't get me wrong. I'm a coach. I know all the behavior change theories. I love my theories. And give me some practical application of these. How do I actually use it to change my life? For me, this is where the quantum physics of it all comes in, because it talks about mass isn't as solid as we think it is. Okay. So right now you're listening to me or watching to me on a computer, on a phone, and I'm talking into a microphone. I'm sitting in a house, by the way, there's a blizzard outside at the time of recording. I'm sitting in a house that's protecting me from the elements, and I am very grateful for the quote unquote solidness of the walls that are keeping the snow out of my house, out of where I'm recording this, right? But what's interesting is, you know, a lot of us have heard that adage that we could walk through walls if we vibrated at the right frequency. And for me, that's one of those half-truths, because yes, absolutely, I believe, I know that we could play with the molecules and cells and atoms of our bodies to where we could walk through walls. I haven't seen it done yet. It would be really cool if you've achieved it. Please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com or call me, because I want to hear more about it. I also know we have to reach a higher level of consciousness, and quantum physics is doing that for us, I think. But why I said it's a half-truth is because when we talk about that walking through walls, we're only looking at us, not the wall, because we're still thinking of the wall as solid. But when we think and know that the wall is not as solid as we've given it credit, okay, what if the solidity of the wall is because I've asked it to protect me from the snowstorm? And so it's behaving in a solid fashion so that it's protecting me from the elements, okay? So when we're talking about our bodies and beings being a frequency and a vibration that could walk through walls, we also have to look at the vibration and the frequency of the wall itself. Because as we are projecting this, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our intentions, whatever you want to call it, are interacting with the mass, supposed mass, of the wall, and the wall is reacting and giving us this information back. And it's acting as upon what we've requested it as, okay? So you've heard that it's like, ask and you shall receive. Well, are you asking the walls to be solid? You've received solid walls. So what if you ask the walls to not be solid, right? Could the mass of it change? Science has said yes. Metaphysics has said yes. And so where that metaphysics and science meets, all things become possible, okay? So you're going to be like, Danielle, we were talking about gratitude. Why are you talking about this? Because we have to get clear that when we have an emotion, a thought, a request, an ask, whether it's positive or negative, or we define it as positive or negative, things begin to shift. The environment around us shifts because we are reacting. It's reacting to us. We are interacting with things called mass, with our thoughts, feelings, emotions, our intentions, what we are broadcasting out. So when I say we are all energy, the universe is energy, and we are in this interconnected quantum field, we have to actually look at and address that as we are acknowledging these energies that we broadcast, we have to acknowledge that the things we're interacting with receive that broadcast and change, even if it's something we've defined as solid, a wall, our bodies, anything like that. The chair I'm sitting in, I mean, one of these days I know I'm going to talk about this and fall right through my chair, and that would be cool. And not because the chair broke, but because it reached the same frequency and vibration. That would be fun. I hope it's on camera. Anyway, and so when I say, so that's why I'm saying at the beginning, I'm like, there is an energy of gratitude that is out there, and it helps shift and change things. So what I would like you to start looking at, and I invite you to start looking at, is not only is it the energies of us, our beings, our bodies, our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, there's also these energies out there, kind of like, you know, you go into a convenience store where it has just a shelf of bunch of different things, like a bunch of different sodas, bags of chips or crisps, or, you know, different candies or whatever. You have all this smorgasbord, there's a fun word, smorgasbord, of different types of candy, different types of treats, of salty snacks, of soda, pop, whatever it is, right? We have all these different choices. Well, what if the universe has that same smorgasbord of possibilities of energy? And I think it does. And for me, gratitude is one of those energies that we can pick up and we can use and we can have and we can embody and then we can create with. Okay. So we're going to go to our first break, but I really want you to start looking at that during the break of where we have this smorgasbord of energies out there. And if we go with that, hey, you know what, when we use these energies, we act with things of mass, of things of the seen and unseen, tangible and intangible, what can that create for us? Okay. And so when we come back, we're going to look specifically at that energy of gratitude and the magic of it and what we can create with our lives and how we can truly actually change reality of it. That's why I call it the magic of gratitude. Should have called it the magic and science of gratitude, because it's really magic and science are becoming interchangeable in a lot of people's world, mine and a lot of others. So you are listening to the Exploration of Wonder show with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. If you ever want to reach out to me, you can go to my website, danielle.com, two N's, two L's, or drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. And you are listening or watching this on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And just a gentle reminder, my name is Danielle, D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E. So if you're going to my website, danielle.com, or sending me an email at hello@danielle.com, two N's, two L's. My mother gave me an adventure of the creation of my name this lifetime, and sometime I'll tell you the full story of that, because trust me, it's a journey. Anyways, I do invite you, if you get there's ever anything I can contribute to, if it's time for a private one-on-one chat with me, please do that. Have a private session, have a class, have one of my courses. There's so much out there. It's so much fun. And I just love doing it, which is why I've been doing it for almost 20 years. And what's funny is I started off, if anybody can start off, but my first foray into the professional world was radio and TV. I have a broadcast production degree. I worked my way up through TV to where I was a promotion and marketing manager for a TV station. I got to promote Buffy and other shows like that. So yeah, so I do love that I've been doing this for 20 years, and it has made me so much more happy isn't even the right word, but like fulfilled than ever before. So if there's anything ever I can do to contribute to, please don't hesitate to reach out, because I love it. I love it. And I love contributing to you, whatever that is. All right. So speaking of gratitude, which that is for me, I'm so grateful. We're talking about the magic of gratitude today. And in the first segment, you know, I was really talking about how science and magic are really becoming interchangeable. And in the quantum field, in the study of quantum physics, we are able to actually acknowledge that all those hopes and dreams and prayers and intentions and sending energetic contributions aren't bullcrap, that they're actually doing something. Okay. And so in this, you know, and I gave you that analogy of you walk into a convenience store and there's a smorgasbord of all these different energies, and you have the energy of gratitude. And for me, I'll say it again, and gratitude is one of the most potent energies out there. You know, I've been interviewed on a lot of different podcasts, had a lot of different speaking engagements about bodies. You know, I've been working with bodies most of my life, interestingly enough. And I did do a podcast on Your Body Communicates with You. Check it out. It was a fun one. And people are always asking me, well, if there was one tool you could give to invite people or help people to change their body now or to get out of judgment of your body now, what tool would you suggest? I almost always give the tool of gratitude. All right. And this is why, not what I said now, this is why, because gratitude is, again, one of the most potent tools I have ever seen. Because, you know, I mentioned I was in a broadcast production job, you know, I have a degree in it and all that kind of stuff. And so what I did for a long time and still a lot is I would edit video, audio. And audio has wavelengths, right? And those of you who have ever seen audio wavelengths, some of them are tall when they're really loud or sharp, and some of them are really like, they go long and have small peaks, right? And I mean, I could tell you more about FM waves and AM waves than you ever want to know. But so for me, I see a lot of these frequencies, these energies out into the world as these wavelengths, okay? And so for me, when I'm looking at the energy of gratitude, it has this long, interestingly, it's long wavelength, but also these short blips. Instead of like the big blips up and down, it's these small blips, because there's a potency into it, and it's an energy that won't be stopped. Because wavelengths, when they have that long and then the short up and down, people think, oh, it's easier to stop those wavelengths. Actually, it's not. Those wavelengths go everywhere. And that is why, at least in the US, you know, we have the AM frequencies. You can get the AM frequencies out of the middle of nowhere. Why? Because they adapt. They adapt. If they hit a mountain, they go, oh, I'm going to go up and over the mountain. FM radio stations, when they broadcast out because of the frequency and the wavelength of the FM station, if they hit a mountain, it shatters and stops. It's like, oh, there's a mountain, I can't go further. Which is why FM may sound better because of the highs up and down. It has more information in it in an FM wave. But AM waves will go longer, further, and forever, okay? Which is why you're in the middle of nowhere. You can get an AM radio station on your car. All right. So, which really dates me that I was listening to AM radio stations in the middle of nowhere on trips. Anyways, for me, gratitude is this energy. It's a nonstop energy that is able to adapt and able to go anywhere and blast its way through and goes, you know what? I'm here. I am potent. I ain't going anywhere. Okay. So, and I love it because if you really look at it, it's a nurturing energy because it's not shocking the hell out of you. It envelops you. It's like, oh, yay, thanks. Okay. And we're going to come back to that. Like, it won't be stopped energy. But like I said, I always like to put the science in it too. Okay. And science has actually studied the phenomena. I love how they call it a phenomena. I'm like, it's just real, man. But they've studied the phenomena of gratitude. And here's what's interesting. This is what they say about it. That an expression of gratitude can increase the level of the brain's feel-good chemicals, such as dopamine, oxytocin, like I said, it's a good thing I don't talk for a living, and serotonin, which the serotonin is called the feel-good chemical, okay? Serotonin is the one that enhances our mood, like antidepressants. It's our willpower. And dopamine is that hit you get when it's like, oh, I finished that dopamine hit, right? People go after that dopamine hit. And then the serotonin is just, people be like, you need more serotonin in your life. Well, what's interesting is the expression of gratitude, meaning telling people you are grateful or your body that you are grateful, the expression of it, or that you're grateful for you, actually increases the levels of these chemicals in your body. And then how many of us are like, well, I feel good when my body feels good. I'm tired if my body feels tired. Oh, I have a headache today, so my energy is low, right? I may resemble that one a little bit, just saying. And so science also says energy of gratitude just makes you feel better. That's all of those technical words say, that the energy of gratitude makes you feel better. How is that not magic? You know, we're always looking for something of like, I just want to feel better. Well, have gratitude, okay? For me, that is the magic of gratitude. So many of us are looking for that serotonin high or that dopamine hit. Well, practice gratitude. And so for me, this is where we get into the practical application of it. Because I've talked a lot about the theory of it and about the why it is kind of in my head what it looks like, right? Other people's heads and universes, it may look different. Excuse me. But give me some practical applications. Like I said at the beginning of the class, or sorry, of the podcast, is give me some practical applications. How is this actually going to change my life? This is where we get to that part, okay? So one of the first things I'm going to, and I have a number. We'll see how many we get through. Who knows? Maybe I'll do a PDF of this and I'll put it down in the, you can email me for it, something like that. I'll figure that out by the end. We'll see how many we get through. All right, so number one, have and express gratitude for others. Okay, I've already mentioned this, which is why I'm kind of starting it, because science proves that the expression of gratitude can increase the brain's feel-good chemicals, all right? So have and express gratitude for others. This is one energy that is true. Sometimes my notes crack me up, okay? This is something you truly want to catch. I know we are post-pandemic and everybody's like, I don't want to catch anything. Well, you do. You want to catch the energy of gratitude, okay? This is one of those things where you want to hang out with other people who have gratitude and catch this one, okay? Because when you haven't expressed that gratitude for others, you do feel better, okay? Having it increases the motion of it. And what I mean by that is your energy, your body's energy, your universe's energy, and the more you are familiar with these energies, the more you don't push them away as unfamiliar. Because we're also trained. We're very trained to push unfamiliar things away. Stranger danger. Well, unfortunately, that we also do that with energies, okay? And so the more we have this energy and allow it to infuse our universe and our bodies and our beings, the more it creates the motion of it, okay? Feel good? Then that's where you feel good, right? But expressing it enhances it, okay? And it creates a greater change in their universe and yours, all right? Because remember, at the beginning I talked about what are we broadcasting? Well, are we broadcasting hate? Are we broadcasting fear? Are we broadcasting gratitude? And then when we interact with all of these kind of things, again, talking about that interaction of these particles, these elements, which guess what? Bodies are made up of particles and elements and beings to a degree, right? We're still not sure what exactly an infinite being is, a soul is, a spirit, but it has stuff to it, okay? So when you are broadcasting this, just like that AM frequency, you're sending out a frequency of nurturing, of warmth, of yumminess. And when it interacts with somebody else's universe, it changes their universe. It invites them to more, okay? This is one of the magic parts of gratitude. So I'm going to challenge you to tell at least one person that you are grateful for them today. And before you do it, not just be like, oh yeah, I'm grateful for you. I have a homework assignment. No. Give yourself a moment. Really feel that gratitude you have for them. Embody it, infuse it, and then say, you know what? I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. Watch their socks get blown off, okay? Because then you are broadcasting this dynamic potency of gratitude, and they're going to be like, thank you. And it does so many things. It helps they feel like they've been seen, nurtured, acknowledged. It's amazing. Another magic of gratitude. All right. So we are going to go to our next break. I know time isn't real, and wow, time is flying in this one. Not just the snow outside is flying, but time is flying also. But when we come back, like I said, I have a lot more of practical things to do to enhance that gratitude, to have fun with it, to nurture it, to nurture you and to nurture others, and to truly change the world with it. Because to me, gratitude is one of those energies where we can change the world. So many of us are like, I would love to change the world. Be grateful for it. This is where I know one of the energies is gratitude that will truly change the world. All right, you are listening or watching the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle. And I'm always laughing because whenever it's like, welcome back, and they say if you ever want to send an email to hello@danielle.com, with the energy of hello, I just want to go, hello. So like 9 out of 10 times on the breaks, if you're watching the video, you're going to see me. It's like, send an email to hello@danielle.com. I'm like, hello. Sorry. Welcome to my head. It's a scary place, but it's a fun place. Kind of like a circus sometimes. All right. So today we're talking about the magic and science of the energy of gratitude and how it's one of the most potent energies you could ever use to create your life, to change your life, and to, I don't know, just be happy. Because what's interesting is, yes, having gratitude can actually help you be happier. A lot of people think it's interchangeable, but the energy of happy and the energy of gratitude are two different things. Because I have gratitude for things I don't like. Okay. Anybody else ever have that experience where you're like, you know what? That experience sucked, but I'm very grateful it happened because I learned something. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not happy, but I'm grateful, which is why I go back and say gratitude is one of the most potent energies out there, because you can be like, yeah, I'm not happy with that, but I'm grateful. Grateful it happened. Okay, so I'm sharing with you many things of practical ways to actually use this energy of gratitude to help you shift and change things as practical applications. Because I love my theories, but I also love my practicality, right? I love sharing tips and tools and tricks to change things, because really, isn't that why we're here? So The second one I would like to share is, do practice gratitude meditations or energy pools. Okay, it's some people like meditation, some people like energy pools, or if you're me, you do both at the same time. I do a variety of tools and things when I do a meditation, an energy pool. I talk to guides, I listen to things, I talk to the universe, or I just sit in silence. I go with whatever is calling me at that day. So practice gratitude meditations or energy pulls. So what this is going to look like is, whether you're doing it as a meditation or an energy pull. And an energy pull is just one of those things where it's like you find that energy and then you pull it to and through your body and your universe so that you can have it, so you can attract it and have more of it, basically. So when you practice the gratitude meditation or energy pulls, what I'm inviting you to do is just to really be present with that energy of gratitude. Find a person, place, thing, circumstance, something that makes you warm, fuzzy, not necessarily one of those things like, well, I hated that, but I was grateful for it, but maybe like, oh, I love that, and I'm so grateful for it, right? So it kind of enhances it a little bit for a meditation energy pull. So have that. Be in the energy of it. And what I mean be in the energy of it is be present with it to an uber degree. A lot of people will relate this to grounding yourself. But for me, it's like when you're really present with these energies, then let it infuse your universe, every cell of your body. Infuse your being, your universe. I tingle. When I get to that saturation point, and there's always more saturation possible, but when I get to the point, I start tingling. I'm like, woohoo, here it is. Okay. So why, Danielle, would I want to do this? Why do I want to tingle? Why wouldn't she want to tingle? I jest. But I'm also not joking. So with this, what you're doing is you're becoming so familiar with this energy of gratitude that, like I said in the first example, it becomes more familiar with it. You become more familiar with it. You have more of it in your universe. And when I mean you have more of it in your universe, then it becomes a dominant energy in your universe, because then you won't have to work at it daily. You won't have to be like, well, I'm going to work at my gratitude. It's just be like, I'm grateful. I am grateful. And that energy, again, will help shift and change things. Okay. Because let me explain. And I apologize early for the visual, but it's the best way that I can explain this. Have any of you ever judged yourself? Have any of you ever judged your body? Yeah, I'm raising my hand for those of you who are just listening. I'm raising my hand in between this, because we've all had those moments where we've judged ourselves, we've judged other people, we've judged our body. We judge, right? And judgment creates this solid, sticky place. For me, it's kind of the equivalent, and here comes in the scary imagery, sorry. It's kind of the equivalent of, have you ever had a sink after you've washed the dishes and it just has that greasy, gross film thing on the top of it? You're just like, right? Like, that looks gross. Well, in the chemical reaction phase, when you put like an antibacterial soap or whatever in that oily, greasy environment, what it does is it dissipates. Boof! It makes all of that oily, greasy dissipate. It makes it go away when you add this like antibacterial soap and whatever, right? It becomes that dominant force, and that greasy, ugly gunk goes away. For me, that's the energy of gratitude, because when you're in that energy of judgment, how good do you feel? Or do you kind of feel like that oily, greasy, gunky, solid kind of piece of crap, right? Well, how do you start to shatter that? How do you invite an energy and a frequency and a vibration that helps you start to dissipate it? Because have you ever noticed how solid judgment feels when you're in that rabbit hole of judging yourself, or you are in that place of, I can't do this, I can't change this, my body is crap, my life is crap, or whatever it is. But have you ever noticed how solid judgment feels? Okay, it's like a wall. It's like a freaking wall. when you insert this energy of gratitude, it's like that chemical reaction with the grease and the oil, and it begins to separate it to go, and it makes it go away. The energy of gratitude can shatter and dissipate as if it never was the energy of judgment. Okay, this is one of the reasons why you want gratitude to be that dominant force in your universe, so that things like judgment don't even have the capacity to take root, to take hold anymore. Okay, judgment won't become a dominant energy in your universe. Gratitude becomes a dominant energy in your universe. Okay, and for me, that's also one of those places of the magic of gratitude, is that it begins to shift and change where we have made ourselves solid with judgment. Okay, which leads me to bodies. Okay, because one of the other things is when you find yourself in judging, especially with bodies, and I'm going to use bodies as an example of this. If you have gratitude about anything, it begins to shift and change it. Say, so I'll refer back again to the place where I told you I've been interviewed a lot about bodies, because I have all these courses, and I've worked with bodies majority of my life, so I have courses and classes on body communication, body image, and that kind of stuff. And so people ask me, well, how can you stop judging your body? And then I tell them, well, have the energy of gratitude. Okay. And so this is what the third tip is: when you find yourself judging anything, have gratitude. But let me explain it with bodies. So anybody ever wake up and judge their bodies? Yeah, we're all going to raise our hands. I don't know anybody who hasn't woken up one day and gone, oh my gosh. Right, with our bodies. So when you're willing to find gratitude for something, all right, as a matter of fact, I have on my website a fun little PDF of like 10 things to be grateful for about having a body. You can find it in the shop. But so I do suggest the first thing is, it's like, if you find yourself judging your body, find something to be grateful about having a body. Could be the hug of a good friend, a tasty, yummy food, because who eats? You or your body? Your body eats, right? So you couldn't experience the hug of a friend. You couldn't experience that tasty flavor unless you had a body. So that is something automatically that you could be grateful for about having a body, that helps begin to shift that focus of judging the body into being grateful for having a body, okay? And so in there, here's the exciting thing, because I get judgment about bodies can be intense sometimes. I've worked with thousands of people and myself. Judgment of bodies can be intense sometimes. And so sometimes when I ask people, it's like, okay, I know you're judging your body, but truth, do you have anything that you can be grateful for about having your body? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, cool. Have gratitude about anything. Okay, and this is one of the keys and one of the tricks. Be grateful about anything. It's like, okay, I get you can't get to right now about being grateful for your body, but is there someone you're grateful for? Is there a circumstance you're grateful for? Is there a necklace, a pet? Is there a book? Is there something, someone, somewhere that you are grateful for? And they're like, well, yeah. I'm like, okay, pull that energy in right now. Find that energy of something else that you're grateful for. Because even if it's not about the judgment of bodies, right? We're judging the bodies, but even if you can't be grateful for your body at that moment, the gratitude of anything infusing your universe helps de-solidify that judgment of your body, so that you can actually see something different. So you can actually, it begins to crack that judgment to where you go, well, maybe body isn't too bad, right? So it really starts inviting you to that other possibility. So like I said, I used the example of the bodies because it comes up a lot in my work. But the basic tool is, anytime you find yourself judging you, your body, people, places, things, situations, future, find something to be grateful about. Because when you have that energy of gratitude, it starts to disintegrate, reaches that frequency and vibration to where that judgment can't remain. Okay. Gratitude is that potent wavelength that's like, gratitude, I'm going to go right through you. You're solid. I'm not. I'm the dominant force. Because really, my friends, in the motion and flow, all things become possible. And gratitude is one of those things that helps your universe be in that motion and flow. Okay, speaking of motion and flow, we're going to motion and flow to our last commercial break for this episode. And I hope you're beginning to see where gratitude is not just like, oh, I'm so grateful for you. It is truly one of the tools and energies to change anything that that you desire to change. All right, my friends, you are listening to the Exploration of Wonder with your host and nutty voice, I think. The nutty voice inside your head, me, Danielle Carter. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we're exploring the magic and science and potency and just basic badassness of the energy of gratitude. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the science and the visual of it, the waveform of it, and we're starting to really get into the practical applications of it. Because, my friends, I will always give you tools and practical applications, because as much as I love my theories, just tell me how to change things is basically what I know I'm desiring, and so I know you guys are too. So I do have a full 10 things that I know we're not going to get to, so I am going to create a PDF with these 10 things and put it somewhere. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that yet. You can always at least email me at hello@danielle.com, and I'm happy to send it to you. I might have you do a website download. I'll get that more information to you. You can always go to danielle.com and in the podcast section, see if I put it there. Because I'm just building this out. And this is a momentary, like, I should do that because I want to make sure you have these tools. So in that vein, even if you don't get the 10 list PDF, one of the two things I really want to make sure that you hear on this show, if you've got this far into it, and I'm so grateful that you are, is create a gratitude list. Okay. Create a gratitude list for those times when you find yourself sinking. Because I would love to say that once you have that gratitude, everything's just warm, bright, shiny, and puppies and rainbows and kittens and yummy food and all that kind of stuff. And you're in the world. And there are some days when we're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm hungover. And you know what? I didn't even drink. Well, create a gratitude list, okay? This is things that you are grateful for. And again, I'm going to suggest not things that you're like, oh yeah, that sucked, but I'm grateful for it. But like, oh, I love that, or that was so much fun. I'm so grateful for that. Because as you can see, that's a totally different energy. And that's the energy you want to remind yourself of. And that's what the gratitude list is all about, is to, for the times you find yourself sinking, for those times when you're like, oh, rabbit hole, dead ahead, or black hole, or I just want to go back to bed. Honestly, you can use a gratitude list to get you out of bed some mornings, okay? So make a list so you can remind yourself of that energy and that you have more to your life and more things to be grateful for than what those dark voices are whispering to you, okay? Because we all have those like little whispering, those little bastards whispering to us sometimes of like, oh, you're sad. You're like, no, I have gratitude. Screw you. So please do make that gratitude list, okay? And then the other thing, and kind of a variation of this, but I really want to make sure you guys hear this part, is make a list of things you are grateful about yourself. Because this isn't an energy that you're only going to be broadcasting. This is an energy you also want to be receiving. Okay, so when I say make a gratitude list, a lot of people go outside of themselves. But you also need to look internally as well. So make a gratitude list, yes, and then make a gratitude list about yourself, okay? So that you can, so much of the change in this world starts with you. I just did a live in a private group I have about reclaiming love as an energy, as a nurturing energy, because we're before Valentine's Day here. And I was like, to reclaim that energy of the love, it has to start with self-love, because so many of us try to find what we think we're missing from the love of others. And so when we have that self-love, we can actually receive and have it more from others. The same with gratitude. That way, if you have the gratitude for you, there is more possible for you, for others, and it starts with you. And my cat just joined, being like, are you almost done? I'm almost done, baby. She always makes an appearance. She's always a presence in everything. Cats love these energies. All right. So please make that list about yourself, things you are grateful for about yourself. And I get this might be a difficult one. And if you ever need help making the list, please reach out. Reach out to me, reach out to a friend or a family, somebody who you know doesn't judge you or doesn't judge you very much, and be like, what do you think is amazing about me, right? Because it could be like you're so amazing with tech, or you're so amazing with not judging other people. It's amazing how many people are really good at judging themselves, but they don't judge other people. And so these are all things to be grateful for about yourself, okay? And I have 10 more. I'm just going to do one sentence on this last one. When you have gratitude, you attract more people, opportunities, and even money. There's a little tease, okay? I'm telling you, this energy, the magic of gratitude, is truly magical. When you are willing to have this energy be a dominant energy in your life, people are more flocked to you. And if any of you are in a profession where, I don't know, people buy things from you, trust me, this energy of gratitude brings in more of that than the energy of like, I guess it's okay. Right? I guess it's just the way it is. No, no, no. Energy of gratitude will actually bring people in as well. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you're beginning to see how amazing this energy of gratitude is. And it's just one of the energies out there in this quantum universe that we can actually play with. All right. And I want to invite you, while you're going to my website for the PDF, please do check out Body Bit Chat. It's a free daily email of a tidbit of information from your body, which, trust me, your body is one of those things that has so much gratitude for you, if you'll allow it, okay? And those daily emails, a lot of that goes into that. And so it's free. Just go into my website, and it's Body Bit Chat. It's on the top of the menu there, and it's an amazing thing. I've been doing it for almost 3 years now, and I read them and go, oh, thank you, body. That's so cool, because they're not from me. They are truly from your body. And if you want to reach out, if you want to do a private session with me or do a class or a course, please don't hesitate. I have so much fun doing this. As you can see, I am a nerd for this. I love seeing people change. I love empowering them to where they go, you know what? I am amazing. And I'm like, yes, you are, because we all actually are. So my friends, please, if I can contribute to you in any way, please check it out. And you can always listen to past podcasts, because I've had some fun ones. If you want to nerd out, listen to the one about the quantum physics, that science proves magic is real. That's a fun one too. All right, my friends, until I see you, have a fun week, a magic week, and a grateful week. And you know what? I'll see you again next week. All right, my friends, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.